Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1928. Is your diet and exercise routine sustainable? Six Ways to Know by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I'm sure you're excited to hear all about whether your diet and exercise routines are sustainable. So let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Is your diet and exercise routine sustainable? Six Ways to Know by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. At Metabolic Effect, we talk about the fat loss lifestyle, and we adopted it here at Jill Fit simply because in the long run, isn't that what we really all want? A sustainable approach to exercise and nutrition that helps us stay healthy, fit, lean, and happy. I know I do. In fact, it's become my number one mission for the last couple of years. I straight up refuse to diet because it sets me up for failure. I lose before I even start because by definition, a diet is short term. So, are you dieting or are you fat loss lifestyling it? Here are six quick ways to find out. One. Are you on a contest diet? If you are on a competition plan to get on stage, then chances are it's unsustainable. We wish this wasn't the case, don't we? We try to pretend that we should stay on a competition diet in order to stay in show shape. The competition diet can be healthy, lots of veggies, fruit, and lean proteins, but its strictness and don't give in to temptation nature means that it's not suitable for the long run. The bottom line is that eating tilapia and asparagus out of Tupperware forever is no way to spend your life. At some point, you might want to have a single slice of pizza again, and the competition diet doesn't allow for that. Two, are you suffering from the instant gratification mindset? Ask yourself, could I see myself eating like this forever? If the answer is no, then let's reevaluate your mindset. Are you suffering from the instant gratification mindset, where you are focused on fast fat loss? Fine, but realize that the faster it comes off, the faster it comes back on once you resume old habits. If you're looking for sustainable results quickly, it doesn't exist. Sustainable results, by definition, take time and patience because they are the results of habit and not that of harnessing willpower short term. Three, are you forming new habits? The bottom line for something to become a lifestyle is that it is based on behaviors and not simply results. As you know, results aren't linear nor predictable, but you are always in control of your actions. You can practice behaviors day after day, year after year, and move your physique down the leanness or health spectrums, but you can't begin with outcomes simply because you can't control outcomes. You must start with actions because those are in your control. The more you practice fat loss behaviors, the more likely you are to move down that spectrum. Four, is your exercise routine efficient? If your exercise regimen is exhausting, then it is not sustainable. It's as simple as that. I remember prepping for my first show and I was doing 2 hours of cardio a day. I had blisters on every toe from all the running I was doing, ones that would bleed and callus over, then bleed again. Nice visual, yes? I remember thinking, well, this is only temporary. I will let them heal after my show. And did I ever. They got a big old break because I was insanely exhausted from the ridiculous routine I was following that, after the show, I pretty much stopped everything and gained 15 pounds right away. Not a recommended method. Learn from me, please. Are you working out at a back-breaking pace day after day, never taking a day off? Counting down the minutes of cardio day after day? I was. The whole experience made me hate exercise. The rush I used to get from exercise when I was young went away because it was becoming a job. I was clocking in and out of the gym like it was my job, and it sucked. It was unsustainable and miserable, and it certainly was not efficient. I was wasting hours working out, thinking about working out, and trying to schedule it all out in my head. Since then, I've had to work hard to fall in love with exercise again, and thank goodness I have. Ask yourself, is my current routine sustainable? Or can I fix it so that it takes up less time and I get more out of it? For many doing hours of cardio a day, I dare you to cut it back to 1/4 of the time, up the intensity, and watch as you get the same results. 5. Is your nutrition plan effortless? I like meal planning as a way for people to start out. Many need direction or ideas, especially at the beginning, and I think meal plans and recipes help with this. However, as you become more in tune with your body and your individual reactions to food, it's important to move away from the meal plan and begin creating your own menu that works with your schedule and with your personal preferences. Because if you're following someone else's plan, it wasn't made for you and will ultimately be unsustainable. Your personally customized menu needs to come about as a result of your own experiences with food, what works and what doesn't. This takes time. This takes introspection. This takes practice. It took me 3 years to find my plan, but as a result of that time and diligence, it's effortless to eat the way I do, never eating everything I want and never feeling completely deprived either. It's a balance. Not hardcore, not sexy, but it works, day after day, month after month. Be patient and realize you don't need to go cold turkey with this stuff. Try something, monitor results, keep or discard, and move on to the next thing. Systematically, you create your own effortless plan, feeling good, staying lean in a low-stress environment. And 6, are you caught up in the do more mindset? Is your solution for getting results simply doing more, working harder, more training, cutting more calories, more cardio, more days at the gym, more protein? This is using the same old tricks and thinking. By just doing more, you can keep improving results. The bottom line is that your body reaches a point of diminishing returns where the old way doesn't work anymore and you need new tools. You need to figure out how to work smarter, not harder. Instead of starting with a calorie count in mind, begin with food choices. Like Metabolic Effect says, eating the right food more often automatically sets up calories to take care of themselves because your hunger, cravings, and energy are already balanced. You don't have to try as hard to reach a caloric deficit. Long-duration cardio is a very inefficient way to burn fat, and you risk losing muscle too. Make weight training your priority 3 to 4 times a week. Sprinkle in intense interval cardio, like track sprints or elliptical intervals, 2 to 3 times a week for 20 to 30 minutes. Don't overdo it. Less is more. And more importantly, less is sustainable. You could do it forever. And that's what living the fat loss lifestyle is all about. You just listened to the post titled, Is Your Diet and Exercise Routine Sustainable? 6 Ways to Know by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Much to my surprise, I've been told I'm an impatient person. Well, like everybody, impatient when it comes to certain things, not everything. So when today's author Jill talked about instant gratification, I could absolutely relate. There are many times when I've been frustrated when it seems like I'll never reach my goals. But when that happens, we have to stop and think. How long? How many weeks, months, and years did it take for me to get to this point right now? Probably quite a few. So why would I expect results to happen overnight too? It's funny how we do that to ourselves. Jill shared that it took her 3 years to find an eating pattern that suited their lifestyle. It's taken me over 15 years to find an exercise program that's led to the results I've always wanted. Now, it doesn't mean that it has to take you that long too. Instead, just have patience and keep trying. You'll get there. And remember, it's a lifestyle. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.